escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Kick me outside. How about that?
Mariota. Tungavaloa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Being a man of increase.
Give him hot
milk. We apologize.
Give him cookies.
China.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Yeah!
Hoo-wee.
What an exciting time.
So I was mentioning that the Hulkster has passed away.
Brother.
Yeah, what, 2 weeks ago? Week ago?
He is dead.
He had cancer, too, evidently.
Or did he?
Ooh, controversy.
Well, Brooke Hogan is...
She's something else.
She's out there.
Yeah.
And she has broken her silence regarding her father's passing.
Okay. It's the last time you needed to hear from Brooke Hogan.
I mean...
Never?
Probably never, but...
Well, it is weird, like, when...
If
like,
her dad died, I mean, that would be the one time I would think maybe...
Well, it is weird when, like, the Osbournes, the Hogans, and their kids that don't do anything, literally nothing, become famous because they're kids of someone that was famous.
Oh, yeah. It's a little, that's how it works.
Yeah, I guess. Nepotism at its finest, right?
What, are you jealous?
No, I don't think I'd want that. Find me one of those lives that doesn't seem like an absolute mess. The Hogans, like, all those kids, dude, they're, like, messed up. Like, they're serious problems. Like, you think Michael Jackson's kids look well-adjusted? I'm all right.
So she went on Bubba the Love Sponge's show.
Oh, he's the guy that, Rife, or wife, that...
Whoa.
Rife? Why is Rife whoa?
It's nasty, dude.
Yeah, that was the...
Watch Hogan. Your mouth.
Hogan was railing the Bubba the Love Sponge wife, and he taped it.
So I didn't know he still had a show, but apparently he does.
Okay.
And she is saying the news that her father was battling leukemia came as a shock to her.
I thought they were, like, estranged.
In fact, she says it doesn't make any sense to her at all.
Hmm.
Brooke told Bubba there's no history of cancer in their family, and she said she was... personally by his side multiple times when he had different surgeries and would always look over his blood work. She's wondering why doctors would not have discovered the leukemia earlier. For his part, Bubba thinks it's weird Hulk's personal doctor signed off on a cause of death without the medical examiner performing an autopsy.
They normally don't do autopsies on a 70, was he 76?
Oh, I don't think he was that old. 73 maybe?
Yeah, a lot of times remember. They don't do full autopsies on people that die of seemingly natural causes.
Brooke agrees.
Oh.
And says the lack of autopsy and a leukemia diagnosis seemingly out of nowhere strikes her as BS. And she says she's surprised a surgeon would operate on someone with leukemia without further investigating the cancer.
Okay. Yeah, he was 71.
Hulk fans know the history of him and Bubba.
Yeah.
She, however, calls him Uncle Bubs.
Yeah, well, obviously they were close. I mean, that's when you invite someone over to rail your wife, chances are you're probably pretty good buddies.
Well, she said they've been estranged the whole time since the sex tape.
Yeah.
And this is the first time she's talked to him. She called into his show.
Okay.
That apparently he has a show.
Yeah.
And so she called in and she said that Hulk told her that it wasn't Bubba who leaked the sex tape because she wanted Bubba to sleep well at night or sleep better at night knowing that she knows he didn't leak it because he has always said that he didn't leak it.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks that he leaked it.
Yeah.
But Hulk says Hulk is saying,
people are saying,
Hulk said to Brooke, it was not Bubba. It was one of Bubba's employees.
But if... how would Hulk know that? And then also, if Hulk didn't talk to her because they've been estranged for all these years... This is just... It's strange.
Well, I love how she says she's looking over the blood work as if she could read that. Like,
with all
Your levels look pretty good here.
With all the knowledge you've accrued over the years being Brooke Hogan.
And then also, just because there's no history of cancer in your family doesn't mean he doesn't have cancer.
Again, he's 71 years old that God knows what's been going on in that guy's body for the last six decades.
She sounds like a cuckoo MAGA.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
just,
she?
Well, it's just... It's one of those things that we cannot take anything at face value anymore. This is what I said with the whole Jody Allen article. I try not to do that. You know, I try not, like, when you live in a world
where... you did.
And yet I did. That's what I said. I leave it open to the idea that, again, Jody Allen's the greatest human being alive, and that article in Sports Business Journal was perfect. I don't want to live in a world where every single thing is a conspiracy. So when she says that this isn't the cause of death, he didn't have... Why? Why would anyone... What conspiracy could you have to kill 71-year-old Hulk Hogan? Because if he didn't have cancer and you're not performing an autopsy on purpose, that means that someone killed him. That means that someone's covering something up. What? What are you... Did Hulk Hogan have some sort of giant secret that the world couldn't handle? Was he on the Epstein list? Was he the one that was going to... Hulk Hogan.
There's no list.
There's no list. It's just... There has to be a reason for something to have a conspiracy. Like, what conspiracy is to kill 71-year-old Hulk Hogan, who was in really bad health and didn't take care of himself? This is strange.
All right. A story titled Revenge of the Nerds. This is a lot of money for a nerd.
I think it's probably a lot of money for anyone.
But especially for a nerd.
I would think nerds have higher earning power, don't they?
Probably.
Cool Kids versus, although that OnlyFans is probably going to tilt it.
But man, you remember what it was like in our day?
Yeah, the nerds were...
Yeah. The jocks.
Now the nerds are running things.
Letterman's jackets.
Never had one.
All the hots. All over us athletes.
Didn't have those either. Gotta give me one of them Milwaukee Butterhogs, though.
So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is really outdoing himself here with Meta.
Is Facebook still a thing?
You know, that's a good question. I've been off Facebook for years. However,
I use the marketplace. It's like the new, it's better than like Craigslist.
I know where I was. I was at the new old folks home.
Okay.
And they had a little, you know how you scan the code thing?
Oh, yeah.
Or scan the, what do you call those little?
The QR codes.
The QR code, yeah. and it was for their Facebook page. Mm. So I scanned, I'm like, ooh, what is this? And I scanned it, and I'm like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is the one. Well, actually, Instagram does this too, but they don't let you on if you don't have an account.
Yes.
And so I have seen nothing of Facebook for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's still a thing, but they, old folks home.
I think the olds kind of infiltrated Facebook and took it over. Again, I have an account because I use it like for Facebook Marketplace, which it seems to be the easiest place. Like I bought my bicycle off there and yeah, I bought some golf balls. Like you can find stuff on there. It's the easiest way to navigate and you know that it's linked to a person and you can see if it's a, you know, an actual person that's got like reviews. So, but like, I don't know anyone that still posts on Facebook. Buck, are you up?
It's been years for me. I mean, yeah. I don't even get notifications anymore of if people sent me something or tagged me in something.
Why do you think Facebook is the one that has gone south?
Well, Twitter's kind of gone south, too. Yeah, there are a ton of people that are out of there on.
Well, that was Elon, though. Yeah. But why do you think Facebook?
I think the olds. I think it that, and I think young people just eventually stuff becomes stale.
But I do think it's the olds. When it first started, it was you needed like a college email address to do it, and your network started being, you know, your college, your peers, and then as it grew to everybody, it got to be a bunch of middle-aged and old just complaining about stuff all the time, and that was not what the youth liked about it.
Now the youth, I mean, it's yeah. There's a lot of people still on Instagram, a lot of people on TikTok. I think Facebook for a lot of people is lame and old, but the olds love it because they don't, you know, they're like, oh, this Facebook is great.
Well, it used to be a place to connect with people, share photos and share status updates. And yeah. Now it's a place to share articles and opinions. So that's true.
I think the
Russians used it.
Yeah.
And that ruined it for a lot of.
Well, that's where I think that's where they're eating the pets came from is crap like that. Like someone posts something on Facebook and then it makes it around the world and. You know,
they're not eating the pets?
They are not eating the pets.
They're eating the pets.
But, dude, think about that. That became a major talking point in a U.S. election.
Well, they're eating the dogs.
Was that.
They're eating the cats.
And that started, and the lady even said she heard a rumor and she put it on Facebook. And it became, it's a place for Karens.
Karens, conspiracy theorists, people who are malcontent.
So is TikTok the most popular one now?
I think TikTok and Instagram. The gram's still big, man.
The gram.
Well, again, because it's a place where you can... I mean, all anyone wants to do now is share photos of themselves and then have people click on them and like them. That's...
Yeah, farming for likes, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the goal?
Again, go anywhere and any concert, any event, any outdoor venue, Grand Canyon, whatever, and no one's taking a photo of the Grand Canyon. You're taking a photo of yourself in front of the Grand Canyon and then posting it. And, you know, you see people now, too, like trying to take the spontaneous photos where it looks like they're not looking, but clearly they are because they're taking their own photo. You haven't seen that?
No, I'm not on any of these, bro.
We're at one of the rooftop bars. I told you this. We're at one of the rooftop bars a couple weeks ago, and there was a gal and her dude, and they were on one of the couches, and... I'm not saying it certainly wasn't X-rated, but it was more than PG-13. They were just
nice.
7:30 at night.
Nice. Sounds like a quality R rating.
Snapping photos. Well, yeah, I don't know what's between R and PG-13, but it was something. And we were 8 feet away. 8 feet away at a table. They were on one of the couches there on that aftop.
So wait. What does that have to do with social media? They were putting it on social media?
Yeah, they were doing it. I'm assuming...
Their make-out sesh?
No, it was... He was taking photos of her doing things to herself.
Oh, nice.
So I'm assuming that was like an OnlyFans or for Instagram or whatever. But yeah, it was...
Yikes.
Yeah. And no one at the place really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you, the prude that's going to complain?
Oh, no, I watched. Believe me, I posted up and stared, but... It was a little weird when you were like that. See, that's not going on Facebook. That's for a different. That's for a different
spit
platform.
On that thing.
You know.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. What's the Zuck up to?
Well, I just.
And he owns Instagram too.
Yeah, he's the Meta guy.
Yeah.
Which I don't really know what that is, but I'm also 100 years old. So. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta. Has given a 24-year-old artificial intelligence whiz a staggering $250 million compensation package.
Whoa.
Raising the bar in the recruiting wars for top talent, while also raising questions about economic inequality in an AI-dominated future.
200.
250.
Just a one-time thing?
This is a real story. The guy's name is Matt Dietke. He recently dropped out of a computer science doctoral program at the University of Washington.
Oh, look at that. Go
Huskies, initially turned down Zuckerberg's low-ball offer of approximately $125 million over 4 years.
Boy, and whatever you think a nerd, and look, you know, that guy could buy and sell me, you know, all of us. But whatever you think of a nerd, the nerdiest thing, that is the silver medal to what Matt has going on. A nerdier, homelier version of Ed Sheeran with, like...
Why did you make him French?
I don't know. As Sheeran. That man is worth $250 million? Holy crap. I'll bet you that dude ends up with a hot that you won't even believe.
When the Facebook founder, a former whiz kid himself, met with Dietke and doubled the offer to roughly $250 million with potentially $100 million paid in the first year alone, the young researcher accepted what may be one of the largest employment packages in corporate history.
Wow.
Economist at MIT, Professor David Autor, said, "When computer scientists are paid like professional athletes, we have reached the climax of the revenge of the nerds."
Damn right.
Now, I wonder, what is he doing?
He is joining the...
makes him so good at AI?
He has joined the Meta Superintelligence Lab. Well,
what does that mean?
He's the guy making AI
better.
He's engineering new AI, yes.
Okay.
Basically, he's probably working in the sex robot division, which is going to be the most fruitful thing in U.S. history.
We're sending all our best to the sex robot
division. I am convinced that whoever perfects robot sex technology will be the richest man in the world. Due to people like
Matt... Or a woman.
It'll be a man. Because Matt Dietke and his... They will spend whatever amount of money on the sex robots. That will be... Whatever company is making sex robots, invest now. I told you I watched that 60 Minutes piece on AI and... there was that super nerd that claimed that AI was going to solve disease within 10 years.
Yeah, I bet you if, not to lump you in with me, but I'm kind of dumb. So, if you put me in to the AI, the real inner AI world,
yeah,
I don't know how I would handle that. I don't think I have the capacity to understand what they're
100%
doing.
100% no.
So this guy... He worked at, he left his program at the University of Washington. He works at Seattle's Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence, where he led the development of Molmo, an AI chatbot capable of processing images, sounds, and text, exactly the type of multimodal system Meta is pursuing.
Now, I don't know what exactly they do, but they're one of the big sponsors, the Mets. They are right there. That Molmo is a huge, they're all over Citi Field.
Okay.
I don't know why,
right.
But they are everywhere in Mets games.
So then in November, he co-founded Vercept, a startup focused on AI agents that can autonomously perform tasks using internet-based software. With approximately 10 employees, Vercept raised $16.5 million from investors, including former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. His groundbreaking work on 3D datasets, embodied AI environments, and multimodal models earned him widespread acclaim. See, I'm already lost.
Yeah.
So he's smart.
Yes. He's very, very, very smart.
And he received an award. It's one of the highest accolades in the AI research community. It's called an Outstanding Paper Award.
Well, turns out he's just a bum because he dropped out of college, loser. Yeah, college dropout.
Nerd.
Hey, what's your first job? Yeah, I dropped out of college. Got myself a job. 250.
So Meta has reportedly paid out more than $1 billion to build an all-star roster, including luring away Ruming Pang, former head of Apple's AI models team, to join its super intelligence labs.
Yeah. So it's just, they're think tanks that are going to sit around and teach the computers how to be smarter. The medical stuff. Now, some of the automation in the... the interaction creeps me out, but I've read a couple articles on what AI might do for medicine, and that is fascinating. There was one, I don't know, it was maybe 6 months ago, where they talked about personalized, like, care. So, like, when you get cancer, they're going to be able to go in, take your specific, like a cancer cell that is in your body, and then your cells, your healthy cells, feed it into an AI program at a computer. And in the matter of hours, that thing will come up with a specific treatment for you specifically. There was a group out of like South Korea that believes that with this, they're going to be able to take cancer cells and reverse engineer them into normal cells. Like if you have a cancer tumor or you have lymphoma or whatever, they can go in there and take those cells and tell your body to stop it, and those cells will go back to healthy cells. It's like...
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's insane stuff. When you look at at what they say within 10 years, and it's not 50 years in the future, I'm saying just within the next 10 years.
Well, that would be... That would be well...
Yeah.
Or what am I trying to say?
Be amazing.
That would be much welcomed.
Yeah.
I'm a wordsmith.
Until, like, all the other, like, but then you read about the downside of what.
Hey, I'll take the downside if you get that. Everything has good and bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to break. Screw you, Buck.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Scary thing is wait until the machines figure out they don't need us.
If you got a $250 million offer.
Yeah.
What's your incentive? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, okay, I'll take that deal. And then you're just like,
I think the nerds like old Maddie here,
they need the accolades.
They need the accolades. And the hunt.
They need to be the smartest guy.
Yeah. I'll bet you that is a very competitive thing. And you know, the idea of you building the greatest sex bot of all time, I think, motivates Matt very much. Building Jasmine that will love him till the end of his days. Could he build an AI robot that could hit for the Mets? Is that possible?
Ooh. Ooh, now you're talking.
I would like that. Sex robot, but also it plays a power corner for the Mets.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I just saw a thing on Google.
Google. I love Google.
2033. Would you get a guess the market cap for AI?
Market cap?
Market cap. What will the AI market be?
I don't know, like...
2033.
What is it now?
It does not say. It just says the market is projected to grow exponentially, reaching this by 2033.
I'm going
to
say 20 trillion.
$5 trillion.
Okay.
Seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot. I think a lot of people like old Zuck there are paying one kid, a college dropout nerd, $250 million. I think that's a drop in the bucket for a piece of that $5 trillion pie.
That's why it's good to be Jensen Huang.
Yeah, the NVIDIA guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beaver.
Beef.
Yeah. Just got to get him to care about football now. Good luck with that. I don't think I could eat beaver.
Whoa.
Nah, I wouldn't want to eat.
The guy from Cannonball Run died. See that?
Dom DeLuise?
No, Alfie Wise. Dom DeLuise is dead.
I was going to say, I thought he was super dead.
Alfie Wise.
Alfie Wise. Yeah. Should I?
Yeah, you'll recognize him.
Because I think of Dom and I think of Bert, and they're both dead. What's his name?
Alfie Wise.
Alfie Wise. Boop, 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 boop. I'm familiar with that. Oh, all right. Yeah, he was in Stroker Ace as well. He was Burt Reynolds' buddy. Old Stroker Ace. Speaking of a great name. Sit around and come up with an alias, Stroker Ace. God bless Burt Reynolds and now Alfie Wise.
Looking at a picture of a shirtless Orlando Bloom.
Getting you a little excited, is it?
No.
No? Not an Orlando Bloom guy?
Oh, he's fine.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Why you're looking at a shirtless photo of Orlando Bloom?
Well, his nipples are shockingly to the side of his pecs, and it bothers me.
Do you think he has pec implants? Are you?
Well, I don't know.
Whoa.
You see what I mean?
No. If you Google...
Wait, you don't see what I mean?
Well...
Uh-oh. What have we done?
Go to Twitter.
No.
Type in Orlando Bloom.
No.
And the first thing that pops up is Orlando Bloom shirtless. And he's on a paddleboard. So I was
that's the one where he's naked.
Yeah. So I was like, there's Orlando Bloom's nipples. And then I scanned down and I was like, well, there it is.
Yeah, that's old.
Oh.
I've seen that.
Did his nipples change?
I don't know.
Now I've just got Orlando Bloom dong in my face.
Look at this. Look at his nipples. A little weird? What's going on there?
He's got...
What's going on there?
He's got wide nips.
I've never seen that.
Those do appear to be wide nips. Maybe he had...
Something's going on with his...
Maybe he had surgery.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he had a pectoral.
He probably had man boobs removed.
Yeah, and then
I bet that's what it was.
He had to stretch. He is... he's all ripped.
Stretch and kick.
Well, I mean, guys can't talk about plastic. Like, girls get plastic surgery all the time, and it's, like, no big deal. But, like, dudes get it, and it's all...
You know what? You're right. I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. He probably just had his skin stretched out. Maybe he had some, excess skin removed, or maybe he had pec implants. Like, guys get... what's the big one now? I think guys are getting calf implants and abs.
Why?
Because dudes
are... Who cares?
Guys are... Like, there's a whole... generation now of guys, they're saying like the body dysmorphia that all the girls have had forever, they're saying now with like teenage and young men, it's becoming worse for men than it is women.
Serious question, do chicks dig calves? Is that like why do we think the calves are so important?
Because it bothers men. Because calves are one of those things that you can't make bigger, really.
Yeah.
Either you genetically have them or not. And if you have skinny legs, it bothers people. Huh. So dudes are getting calf implants and they're getting getting fake abs. They're getting like,
abs. I understand more because you could see women be like, "Oh man, those abs." But like, the calves.
Well, why do girls get eyelashes? Why do girls get lip fillers? I've never met a guy who's like, "Oh my god, your lips are amazing," and yet girls are shoving needles into their face left and right. So yeah, they're saying that like because now every time you look at like Orlando Bloom there. Dude, the dude's like shredded and cut, and so now you got all these guys that are growing up. You got a bunch of like boys that are like 16, 17, and they're all jacked up on roids, and they're like,
guys being dudes.
Yeah, they're super body conscious because, again, all the male celebrity bodies. Like every dude in the, like, that's middle aged, he's doing all that too.
Not
it's
me.
It's no longer acceptable to just be.
I'm middle aged. I'm not doing any of that.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Tell you what I do. I play golf. I drink.
You want those Orlando Bloom nipples, do you?
I do a little yoga. And I do some infrared sauna, cold plunge.
The question becomes, can we see...
That's how I look like
can
this.
Can we see young Orlando Bloom nipples?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Because if we see young Orlando Bloom nipples, we'll have an idea of whether or not the nipples have expanded or contracted.
Are we the only show in the world that has picked up on this?
It's possible. Or maybe he just has wide nipples. I don't know.
I've never seen that, though.
Yeah, he says wide... Do you examine a lot of male nipples?
No. That's true.
I've seen a lot of male nipples in my day, but I can't say that I pay really attention to male nipples.
Yeah, no. If you go all the way back to some of his old movies.
He's got wide nips?
Yes, and it's a thing. People are talking about it.
He's got wide nips.
Someone posted, this is from, he's shirtless in a movie, this is several years ago.
Yeah.
And it says, Orlando Bloom's nipples are in a long-distance relationship.
He's see?
They're way far apart. It's weird.
He's got long nips. Maybe he's...
It's like the person with the eyes that are really far apart, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little off-putting.
Maybe... Look at you. You're body shaming.
Well, I know, but...
You're body shaming Orlando Bloom.
Look.
What if he's sensitive about his nips?
He probably is. I would be.
Wow. You're a nipple shamer.
He's doing just fine.
Yeah, he is doing just fine. And I am a nipple shamer.
Isn't he married to Katy Perry, right?
They were married. I don't know if they still are.
Yes, something tells me Orlando Bloom and his wide nipples are doing just fine.
They were. That's where he, when he was paddleboarding naked, he was with her. That was a big.
Yeah. I was not prepared for just typing in Orlando Bloom into Twitter. Needs to give me a heads up.
He's now married to model Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, Katy Perry. The rumor with Katy Perry is that she's with Justin Trudeau. The prime minister of...
I thought he's no longer the prime minister.
I don't think
he used to be.
Yeah. Someone said those are probably elf nipples. Another guy, my calves are only complimented by men. Fat guy's got calves. And it is true. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Like,
woman's not going to compliment you on calves.
No.
But a dude would be like, you do that with the guy from the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah, Francis.
Francis.
Dude, he's got giant man calves. Well, I have little calves, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you got little bird legs.
When you got little calves, man, it's just there. And, like, people are sensitive about it. Like, I don't care. You know who was sensitive about his, baby calves was Will.
Yeah.
Will had, he had... alarmingly small calves, and he was always he was jammed up about it. Everyone's insecure about something.
Am I correct in recalling Mike Lynch had some massive calves?
Yeah, Mike Lynch had
huge.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, it's always that thing where, like, Mike's like, I've never done a calf exercise in my life. Yeah, he's got watermelon calves. Meanwhile, you see like again, you see a lot of like teenagers in the gym, and they're just living on calf extensions. They're just in there just working them every day, and you're like, you poor bastard. That's a guy that's a future calf implant, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting on Tom Cruise's weird chest now.
Yeah.
Well he's just saggy. He's old.
Well, and he's doing, you know. Tom Cruise is going to age weirdly.
Plus, his teeth are in all the wrong spots. He had the whole middle tooth thing going on, remember?
Well, he fixed that.
I know, but the old photos are jarring.
Yeah. Dude, Tom Cruise, it will age. He will be the captain of the middle-aged lesbian crew. 100%. He will, every surgery known to man will be in Tom Cruise's future. And yeah, he does kind of have a weird...
Well, he has very small pecs.
Yeah.
Equally off-putting.
Yeah. I like that Rop is doing eye on celebrity pec. This could be like...
Well, we don't talk about the male chest enough.
We're gonna have an entire segment now.
Don't
like
clip that.
A weekly segment. Please clip it. A weekly segment on this program where eye on male pec.
Well, now it's like it's like your version of the every baseball player sucks. You got gripes about every Hollywood peck out there.
That's right. I am the guy that you go to have your chest evaluated. What do you need? You need your nips closer together. What do you need, Tom? You need your pecs bigger. You need some pec implants. That's my advice.
Need some of that Hugh Jackman pec. Maybe some Henry Cavill. He's very smooth too. I also find that a bit weird. When you see a guy shirtless and there's no body hair, Like, really? None? Nothing. Dude's like 63 years old, not a single body hair. I find that to be strange. If we're gonna really zoom in on some chest, I'd like
see,
to
see. Now you're doing it.
I'd like to talk. Well, now you've got me in down a weird rabbit hole. I'm just Googling male celebrity chest. Either way, don't go on Twitter and Google, or don't type in Orlando Bloom, or maybe do, but just get ready. You're going to see something.
All right, we will wrap up the show next on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That guy's voice has grown on me.
It's fantastic.
That guy there?
Yeah.
The new voice guy?
Yeah.
Cornell.
It just works with the jazz Cornell. Club. And I mean, that just, those are some pipes. But I'd also like to point out the Mets lost yet again.
Yeah, they did.
Now have lost 7 of 8.
Uh-oh.
God. Getting our ass kicked by the Giants and the freaking Guardians.
Are you guys going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, there's really, it'll be fine. But they're not.
Oh, you caught yourself. There's no way they're going to make the miss the playoffs.
There's no way they
there's
miss
been
the
a lot of we'll be fine this season.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. There's not. They
kind of suck, dude.
You can it. They're not going to win the division, but they'll make the postseason. But 7 of 8, another one of these seven. Because they lost like they had a stretch there where they lost like I want to say it was like 11 of 13. Now 7 of 8, it's not good. It's not, and we're finding new and creative ways to lose. So.
How'd they lose this one?
They went up 2-0, then blew the lead, and then 3-2, Guardians took the lead. And then what we do is we leave every runner on base. It's a new fun game where we like to get two men on with one out and then not score. It really has become kind of the calling card of the Mets offense. No one does it better than us.
Hey, watch out for the Marlins.
Yeah,
you keep right telling, behind you guys.
Yeah, as they're like 8.5 back.
Yeah, right behind you.
Stop it. I think the Mets are a game and a half out now. They're fine. They'll be fine.
I don't think they will. I think they suck.
They'll be fine.
Way overrated.
It's not looking great right now, but they'll be fine. Let's stay positive. I am not going to hate watch the Mets down the stretch here. I'm going to be positive. Going to be positive.
Everybody have a great night. Our show, this show right here, returns tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on 105.1 The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.